Take a look at these massive Lincoln's head and face. They're inert, white, the eyes are closed. You probably are thinking they must be death masks taken after his assassination, but in fact they are life masks. The one to the left was taken in 1860 at the start of Lincoln's presidency, and the one to the right was done near the end of his term. You can see how his face changed during the presidency, as his skin became more furrowed, lined, and wrinkled, the eye sockets deepened, and the bone structure more prominent. Taking life masks was a minor art in the 19th century and very popular because they provided a nearly one-to-one relationship between the image in plaster and the person's face. In our media-saturated day, we're used to the ubiquity of images. It is nearly impossible not to know what a major public figure, as well as many minor ones, looks like. But in the 19th century, when images were scarce, people wanted to know how people looked. Hence the taking of plaster of Paris masks, many of which were used in conjunction with wax works to create a nearly perfect duplicate of the head and body. By the way, taking a plaster mask could have its dangers. When in retirement, former President Jefferson was nearly smothered to death by an inattentive mask maker who left the plaster on too long.